Bezras Hashem Belineder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yomori, Rav David Sibin, Rav Yosef, and for a full shlema for David Meir Ben Mendel. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes. We left off in the bottom line of Ayin Chesam and Beis. We're in the middle of the story of how David decreed Avdus on the tribe of the Nesinim. What was the story? Why did he decree Avdus on them? So we're in the middle of the story. Basically, what we got up to in the story is that David HaMelech had asked the Urim V'Tumim as to why there was a fast for 3 years. And he finally felt it was on him. Eina Davar Tali Elabi. And he said that the Urim V'Tumim said that the fast came for two reasons. Sha'ol was not Nispad Kahalacha, and on the other hand, on the one hand, Shaul was a tzaddik and wasn't nispad kalach. On the other hand, Shaul was a Rasha. He was both a tzaddik and a Rasha. He was a Rasha because he killed out Nov Ir HaKohanim for the help that they had given David HaMelech when Shaul was chasing after him. So, but on the way, by killing out Nov Ir HaKohanim, also that had prevented food from being given to the Givonim. So it was as if he had killed the Givonim by killing at Nov Ir HaKohanim, because Nov Ir HaKohanim had supplied food to the Givonim. So those are the two things that the fast came for. So that's what we're up to. Amar David. We're literally on the bottom line of Ayin Chesam Beis. Amar David, last line. Good morning, Chanachenach, Jeremy, Yeshaya Yitzhak. Ruvain from Harrisburg, Rav Dov Binyamin Ben Shneir Zalman Dunn, David Yoshua, Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzhak Yosef, Daniel Abraham, Rav Eliezer Dov, Aryeh, Elliot, I know your Hebrew name, don't tell me, one more time.
Yisrael Moshe.
Yisrael Moshe, yeah, I know it, okay. Yisrael Moshe, Gershon Eitan, Tzvika. Special thank you to everybody who showed up at the wonderful barbecue last night. Thank you to Rav Eliezer Dov for hosting. Was really fantastic, and hopefully we'll have more Dafyomi events. Amar David. Sha'ol Naftalu. Tracer Yarche Shata. Sha'ol died more than 12 months ago. The Rishonim point out Sha'ol died 30 years ago. Yeah, it was more than 12 months ago. It was a long time ago. But the point is, once it's more than 12 months, it's not so nice to give somebody a hesped. You're going to wake everybody up already. We're already past it. So it's not so nice to give a hesped more than 12 months after the person passed away. Within 12 months, makes sense. But hespedim more than that, so it's too late. Velo darkei limispedei. It's not the normal way to give somebody a hesped 30 years after he passed away. It's already too long 30 years after he passed away. Okay, so that I can't fix. But nesinim nikrinu unifaisinu. Let me call the givonim and try to appease them, that they should forgive Shaul for killing at Nov Ir HaKohanim, who supplied them with food. Vayikra HaMelech, so the Pasuk says, Vayikra HaMelech al-Givonim, Vayomar Aleim, tried to pacify them. Ma es alechem uvama achaper. What can I do to fix it? Ubarach was nachlas Hashem, that you'll forgive Shaul. Vayomar al-Givonim, ein lanu kesef zavim shovim beiso, money is not going to do it for us. Ve'ein lanu ish v'gomer, and we have nothing against most of the Jewish people. Yitin lanu shiva anashim mibana v'okanam l'ashem v'gomer. Give us 7 of Shaul's kids, and we're going to kill them and hang them in public to appease the fact that Shaul killed our parents. Paisinu v'lo mifaisu. He tried to appease them with money, and they didn't take it. Amar. David HaMelech tried to convince him. We know that every Jew has 3 simanim that he's a Jew. They're merciful, they have busha, they're easily embarrassed, and they're gomle chasadim. The Maharal explains, that you should be embarrassed when you, by Matan Torah, you're going to get the Torah, you're going to learn Torah, and the Torah is going to cause you to have busha in front of Hashem. When you sin, you'll know what's supposed to cause you busha. That you should have yira, A person who has yira, so he has busha. Gomli chasadim tziv l'mana sheitzav is banav his base of achav v'shom derech Hashem lasso staka u'mishpat. Derech Hashem is a gomel chesed. Kol sheyesh b'sloshes simanim alol, people who are rachmanim, they're merciful, baishanim, they have busha, they're embarrassed to do things that are embarrassing. And they're gomli chasadim, that's the mid of a Jew. Roigli davik b'ul mazu. And you don't want to have mercy on Shaul's kids and to be meichel, like we're asking, so you don't belong as Jewish people. And therefore, David HaMelech, after this interaction, decreed upon them that they have to be slaves and they're not allowed to marry Jews. It's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosis, are they also to marry Jews midoraisa, or are they also to marry Jews midorabanan? From this Gemara, it sounds like that they're also to marry Jews midorabanan. David was geyser, but Rabbeinu Tam understands that they're really aser midoraisa. David just was gozer permanent servitude on them, that they'd have to continue being slaves. But in terms of the issa to marry them, since they came from the Canaanim, so the issa of los eschatim bam applies even after they convert. And they're still in issa los eschatim. So machlokas Rashi Taisus, is it aser to marry the givonim? It's in Ksubas, it's here. Are you not allowed to marry a givoni only midrabanan? The rice from Argawar, it sounds like David didn't just decree Avdus. That's the reason you can't marry them, was because of David's Rabbanan decree. But the Gemara earlier said that Rava held even Begerusan Islu Chasnus, even once they convert. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says, that we still hold by that Gemara. At any rate, the Maharal explains on this Gemara, why are Jews Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomli Chasadim? So the Midah of Rachmana, says the Maharal, comes from Yaakov Avinu. As the Pasuk says by Yaakov, Vekel Shaddai Yiten Lechem Rachamim. That came forth from Yaakov's mouth. Busha came from Yitzchak, who had the Midah of Yira. As the Pasuk says, Vayishpa Yaakov Bepachad Aviv Yitzchak, Kimilas Chasadim came from Avram Avinu. That's why we are Rachmanim Baishanim Gomli Chasadim. We're children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram gave us Rachmanus. I'm sorry, Avram gave us Gemilas Chesed, Yitzchak gave us Busha, and Yaakov Avinu gave us Rachamim. So anyone who has Rachmanim by Shanim Gomel Chasadim. So the Givonim, by not being merciful, so unbelievable psukim. Vayikach HaMelech as Shnei B'nei Ritzpah Bas Aya, Asher Yolda L'Shaul as Armoni Ves Mephibosheth. So David HaMelech grabbed two sons of Shaul, Michal Bas Shaul, and five of the kids of Michal, the daughter of Shaul, Shayoda La Adriel, Ben Barzilai Amcholati, Maish Nahani. Why did he take these kids? Why these seven? Amravuna, Heavirum Lufne Ha'aron. He passed them in front of the Aron, Kol Sheha'aron Kolto Lamisa. The Mepharshim explain over here, these people were chayv misa for something else already. He passed them in front of the Aron, and anyone whose feet froze in front of the Aron, they couldn't move, the feet froze, they couldn't go anywhere. That means the Aron was telling him that these people were chayv misa from something, other stuff that they did. So he gave these seven people over to the Givonim, and the Givonim killed them. And so atoned the sin of Shaul HaMelech, and therefore the famine stopped. Masiv Rav Chana Bar Ketina. Vayachma HaMelech Al Mephibosheth Ben Yehonasan Ben Shaul. But the king, it's the Pasuk says that David HaMelech had mercy on Mephibosheth, and he didn't give them over. What do you mean? If you tell me the Aron didn't freeze him, that's why he didn't give him over. It's the Gemara. Shalom heavy or no, he didn't pass Mephibosheth in front of the Aron in the first place. Ask the Gemara. V'chimas upon him yishbedavar. Why is that fair? How could he let Mephibosheth get out of it? Why did he favor him? The Gemara says, Ella sheheviro ukalto ubikish levachim upalto. No, he passed Mephibosheth with the Aron. The Aron actually froze Mephibosheth in his tracks. David HaMelech davened, and then the Aron released him. Says the Gemara. Why do you only daven for him? That means by davening for him, he was davening that somebody else was going to have to be trapped. He davened that the Aron should not freeze Mephibosheth in the first place. So how is that fair? No, but then it wouldn't be clear. People wouldn't realize that it was because he davened for him. Nobody would realize it, so it would be okay. Ask the Gemara, how could this be? How could David HaMelech give these people over for the sins of their fathers? They're not the ones who sinned. It was the parents. It was Shaul who did this. V'oksiv lo yumsu avos al banim, u'banim lo yumsu al avos. Ish b'cheto yimasu. How could you kill the children of Shaul for a sin that Shaul did? Am Rabbi Chiya Barava, Am Rabbi Yochanan, mutav sheta'akar os achas min ha-Torah. V'al yizchal Hashem Shemayim b'farhesya. There was a chil Hashem going on, that people are saying that the Jewish people are terrible people because Shaul HaMelech killed out the Givonim, and there was never any justice done, so therefore they had to hand over the children of the, even though this was a violation of the pasuk of lo yumsu avos al banim, banim lo yumsu al avosam, it was more important to violate that pasuk as opposed to the chil Hashem that was being created for what Shaul did to the Givonim. Says the Gemara, Vatikach Ritzpa bas Aya, Shaul's wife, as Hasak, Vatateula elatsur. She brought it to the mountain. Mitchilas kitzir ad nitach mayim aleim in hashamayim. So until the water came down, v'lo nasna of hashamayim lanuach aleim yomam v'chayis asad alayla. So Ritzba bas Aya arranged, she covered over the bodies so that the birds wouldn't come down to them and the animals shouldn't bother them. They were hanging on the mountain and they were open to the animals, so she wanted to protect the honor of these people. So the question is, what, they left the bodies out in public? How are you allowed to leave the bodies out? It's more important to violate halachas ameis v'yis kadesh shem shemayim b'farhesya. So there should be a kiddush Hashem. People would pass by these hanging bodies and say, who are these people? And people would answer, halo b'nei malachim. These are the kings of Shaul HaMelech, the children of Shaul HaMelech. Ume asu, what do they do? Pashtu yudeim begerim gerurim. They took advantage of the converts, the givonim. So this ended up being a tremendous kiddush Hashem. Amru, ein lecha uma shirili davik ba'kazu. What an amazing people, the Jewish people. Even the princes, the children of kings, don't escape justice in this nation. There's no favoritism. Even the children of the kings. What an incredible nation. If they hold to task, even the B'nai Malachim, how much more so the regular people get punished appropriately. People who took advantage of the Gerim get punished this way. People who take advantage of regular people. So it was a tremendous kiddush Hashem. Says the Gemara, miyad after this story, the Tvasva al Yisrael me'ev ha'chamishim elef, 150,000 converts converted to Judaism once they did this. Shne'emar v'ahilu Shlomo shivim elef neso sabol u'shmonim elef chotzei bahar. All of a sudden they had another 150,000 workers. V'doma Yisrael have, how do you know they converted? Says the Gemara, Lo Saka Daitach. Tekseiv Umibnei Yisrael Lo Nasan Shlomo Avde. He didn't hire any Jews to work for him. It was only these converts. Says Gemara, V'dilma Dugzar Ba'alma. Maybe they weren't Gerim, they were just non-Jews that were hired. Answer the Gemara, Ela Mehacha. Vayispor Shlomo Kola Anoshim HaGerim Asher Beretz Yisrael. Vayim Tzumev Chamishim Elef. Vayasmem Shivim Elef. No, say Sabal Shmonim Elef Chotzei Bahar. Here you see explicitly that these 150,000 new workers were all converts who converted because they were so impressed that the Jewish people brought justice to the sons of Sheol HaMelech, who had wiped out Nov Yerachonim and who had therefore wiped out the Givonim, killed off the Givonim. Asks the Gemara, Unesinim David Gazar Aleim. Did David decree slavery on the Nesinim and therefore they couldn't marry? Moshe Gazar Aleim. We have a story that in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, some Gerim came to convert. They tried to trick Moshe into letting him convert, even though they were from the seven nations of Canaan that weren't allowed to convert. And Moshe was, after he found out that Moshe Rabbeinu, that he tricked them, he was gozer after Sadem, Dichsiv, Mechote Vitzecha Ad Shoev Mimecha. They were slaves. So this happened before David. What are you telling me? David decreed on them. Moshe Rabbeinu decreed on them. Answer the Gemara, Moshe Gazar Lahu Dara. Moshe only decreed for that generation, the David Gazar Lukule Dara. David extended the original Gzerah to all future generations. Ask the Gemara Vakat, Yoshua Gazar Alayim. Tiksavayit named Yoshua Bayomu Chot Ve'etzim V'shov Yimayim La'edo L'Zbeach Hashem. I thought Yoshua made them Chot Ve'etzim V'shov Yimayim. Answer the Gemara, Yoshua Gazar B'zman She'Beis HaMikdash Kayam. David B'zman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayam. Yoshua was Gozer for the Mizbeach. Right? The Pasuk, right? What did that Pasuk say? Vayitnem Yoshua Bayomu Chot Ve'etzim V'shovimayim Le'eda, to serve the people, Ula Mizbeach Hashem. To serve the people and to serve on the Mizbeach. Chop wood for the Mizbeach. So Yeshua was Gozer B'zman She'Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim. And David was Gozer B'zman She'ein Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim. Even for future generations. Says the Gemara, B'imei Rebbe Bikshu Lahatir Nesinim. In the days of Rebbe, they wanted to be matir the children of the Nesinim to marry Klal Yisrael. Amalahem Rebbe, Chelkeinu Natir. Okay, the decree that was on us, we could be matir. But Chelek Mizbeach Miyatir. But part of the Gzeir was that they were going to serve the Mizbeach. There's no more Beis HaMikdash. Who's going to be matir that? Well, Pliga, this whole story with Rebbe, who did not permit them, the Rabbi Chebar Avad, Rabbi Chebar Avad, Rabbi Yochan, Chelek Eda La'olam Aser. Chelek Mizbeach, Bizman Shabbos Mishkayim Aser, Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Shari. The Chelek of the Mizbeach was already mutter by definition once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So therefore they would be permitted to change it nowadays. But Rabbi held you're not allowed to permit the Nesinim to convert even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay, we're done with the Nesinim. Brand new Mishnah, back to Yevamos. The moment you're all waiting for. What's that?
Back to reality.
Back to reality. Back to Yevamos. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Shamati, I have a Kabbalah for my Rabbeim. Shehasris cholitz v'cholitzin l'ishto. V'hasris lo cholitz v'lo cholitzin l'ishto. V'ain li l'farish. I had a tradition from my rabbis, a sris, a guy who's not capable of having kids. He was castrated, he was whatever, we'll see exactly why. There's two types of sris. There's a sris who naturally he was born that way, can't have kids, or something happened to him, an accident happened and he can't have kids. Either way, he's called a krus shafcha. He's not allowed to marry the Jewish people. He's not allowed to marry in. But let's say he did. So I heard one tradition that he can do chalitza and his wife needs a chalitza. And another version that he cannot do chalitza and you don't do chalitza to his wife. And I can't explain it. I'm a Rabbi Akiva. Ani Afarish. Sris Adam. If it happened like somebody punched him or whatever, so he got into an accident and it happened by a human being. This guy. So when he was born, or maybe even when he was first married, he was capable of doing chalitza. He was allowed to get married. It happened afterwards. So he can do chalitza, and you do chalitza to his wife. Sris Adam cholitz v'cholitzin l'ishto, b'nei sh'ayisal l'sha'as ha'kosher. He had a time where his marriage was legit. Or let's say even before his marriage, when he was younger, he was capable, he was allowed to marry a Jew. He wasn't born as a krus shavcha. But Sris Chama means that he was born that way. Lechotz l'ishto b'pnei shelo haisa lo sha'as ha'kosher. he was never able to marry in, and therefore he doesn't do chalitza. And we'll see, obviously, he doesn't do yibum either. We'll see. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Loki. No, it's the opposite. A guy who was medically born that way can be healed. So therefore, he is allowed to marry into the Jewish people. So he's chayv chalitza. And we'll see, maybe Yibam also. Sris Adam, lochol, 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 ain't lo refuah. He can't be healed. Hey, Rabbi Shua ben Mesera, al ben Megusas. A guy named Ben Megusas, Shahaya be Yerushalayim. Sris Adam. V'yibmu es ishtu. Es ishtu. They did yibim to his wife, like Rabbi Akiva. L'kayim divra Rabbi Akiva. So you see from this that Rabbi Akiva didn't just permit chalitza, he even permitted yibim with this woman. And the Rif and the Rambam and the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like Rabbi Akiva, that a sris you do do. A Sris Adam can do Chalitza and Yibum. And the Rivash and the Gro explained. There's three reasons. Number one, Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. We don't follow Rabbi Lezer. Why? Rabbi Lezer Shamutihu. He was in Cherem after the story that happened in Bav Metzia with Tanuro Shel Achnoi. He said, let the walls of the Beis Medrash prove like me. And we said, we don't pass him like him. They put him in Cherem. Shamuti. Or he was a student of Shammai. So we don't follow him. B, we have an Eidos in our Gemara. Rabbi Shua ben Maseir brought an Eidos to support Rabbi Akiva. And C, it's a Machlokes v'achakach stam, as we will see. Hasris, the one that's no good, lo choletz v'lo miyavim, v'chein eilonis, a woman who can't give birth, and if a sris does chalitza, meaning the one who doesn't do, if the one who's not allowed to do chalitza or doesn't need to do it, does a chalitza, it's meaningless. Lo pasla, you don't disqualify the woman from kahuna. Be'Allah, but if you have relations, pasla. Be'pnei she'i bilaznus. V'chein island is, she'chol tzu lo achin, lo pasla. An islandess who one of the brothers does chalitza, they don't have to do chalitza, so it doesn't disqualify to marry a kohen. Be'alua pasluah mneisha bi'ilasa bi'ilas nus. If they have relations with her, that does disqualify her because it's like having znus. It's eshesach shalo shalo b'makom mitzvah. You're not allowed to do yibum, so you're not allowed to have relations. If you have relations, it's a bi'as nus. Bi'as nus, she's disqualified from marrying a kohen. She's a zona. Any woman that has bi'as nus is disqualified. Says the Gemara, Michti, let us see. How could Rabbi Akiva say that a Sris does not do Chalitza? A Sris Adam. I'm sorry. How could Rabbi Akiva say that a Sris Bide Adam does do Chalitza? Michti. Shemi Rabbi Akiva Damar, Chayve Lavin, Kechayve Krisus, Damo. Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'chayve Lavin. Rabbi Akiva's famous shitas. Chayve Lavin, the marriage doesn't work against the rest of the world. That says Chayve Lavin, it does work, only Chayve Krisus. But Rabbi Akiva says Chayve Lavin's like Chayve Krisus. V'chayve Krisus Lav B'nei Chalitza V'yibim Ninu. We all know Chayve Krisus. This guy's a Krus Shafcha. A Krus Shafcha is an Issel Lav. Who cares that it happened when he was 8 years old? At the end of the day, he's now married to this girl, or he's a Zukuka Liyabam to this girl, and it's an Isra Lav for him to have relations with her. So there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. Rabbi Akiva held Chayve Lavin is the same as Chayve Krisus. There should be no Yibam, no Chalitza. He's a Krus Shafcha. Answers the Gemara. So, the brother of this Krus Shafcha, the brother had married a Gioris. So now it's the Gioris that falls in front of the Kris Shavcha. And what does it say about Kris Shavcha? Lo yavo Kris Shavcha b'kal Hashem. Rabbi Kiva holds, Gerim are not called Kal Hashem. So there's no Isser law for the Kris Shavcha to do Yibum or Chalitza to the Ger. She's a Gioress. Rabbi Akiva, Savar la Rabbi Yosi, Damar, Kahal Gerim, Lo Ikre Kahal. Yehachi, Yivuminami Miyabim. He should be able to do Yibim. Says, Amar Nechanami, you're right. He can do Yibim. I Damar Rabbi Yeshua, Cholitz, Amar Yunami Cholitz. Since Rabbi Yeshua said Cholitz, because he holds Kahal Gerim, Lo Ikre Kahal. I'm sorry. He holds Kahal Gerim, Ikre Kahal. So he said only Chalitza. So Rabbi Kiva also said Chalitza. But in Echanami, Rabbi Kiva also holds you could do Yibim Tur because Kal Gerim, Lo Ikre Kal. That's one answer. Dekanami, I'll prove to you that Cholitz is Lav Dafka. Dekhtani, what's the rest of the Mishnah? Heder Shub Ben Besera, Al Ben Bugusas, Shahay Bisham, Sris Adam, Vyibim Muestish, look after Rabbi Kiva. They did Yibim to support Rabbi Akiva. Shema Mina, Rabbi Kiva holds not only his Chalitza Mutter, even Yibim's Mutter. They brought a riot from Yibim. So now the Gemara is going to reject Rabbi Ami's answer that the Mishnah is talking about a Gioris. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rabbah. I'll prove to you that Rabbi Akiva said his halacha even by a non Gioris. Ptsua daka ukrus shavcha sris adam. There you see it. Vehazaken, who can't have kids anymore. O cholzin, o miyabin. Ketzad, what's the case? They're allowed to do chalitza yibam. What's the case? Ketzad, mesu, v'lahem noshim, v'lahem achim, v'amdu achim, v'asu mamar, b'nishoseyem, v'nasnu get. O shecholzu, it works. If they did a mama, you need a get. And if you do a get, they can't do yibum. V'imbalu, if you did yibum, kanu, mesu, achin, if the brothers die, of the Ptsuadak or the Kris Shavcha and the Sris Adam, if the brother dies, so now they fall before yibum. V'amdu hein, Vasu mamar b'nishosayim, v'nasnu get ochaltu, masha asa asu, v'imbalu kanu, v'asu lekaimon, and you can't, if they did bia, it works, but you're not allowed to stay married to them. If it's a gioris, why you're not allowed to stay married to them? It's totally mutter. If you tell me he only permitted by a gioris. A gioris, a Kris Shavcha, is not, it's not kal gerim lo yikre kol. But for us to look high on, Mishum Shenemar, Lo Yovah, but to a Dakar Shavu, Bekal Hashem. Ah, Alma, Bekal Askinan. So you see, we're not talking about a Gioris. See, we're talking about a regular Jewish woman. That's why you're not allowed to stay married to them. And still Rabbi Kiva said you're allowed to do Chalitza. Oh, Kris Shavcha is allowed to do Chalitza. A Sris Adam. So therefore, the Gemara has to come on to a different answer. Ela Amar Rabba, why did Rabbi Kiva say that a Ptsua Daka is Mechayev, his brother, with Yibam, Kigon, Shenafla Lo, Ula Besof Niftza? No. At the time the woman fell to him for Yibam, he wasn't yet a Kris Shavcha. Then he became a Kris Shavcha afterwards. That's the guy who's Chayev in Chalitza. Rabbi Kiva holds, since at the time she was Nafla Beheter, so the obligation Chalitza is still there. Amale Abaye. So Abaye said to Rabba, V'leisei Isser Ptsua V'nitche Asei D'Yibum. Let the Isser of now it's Usser for him to do Yibum. Why doesn't the Isser of Ptsua Daka, the Isser Doraisa, push away the Asay of Yibam? And I'll prove to you that this is the way we say. Milo, Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? If you had two brothers married to two sisters, one brother's married to a ketana, she's under bas mitzvah, who was married only midrabbanan by the mom, or the brothers married her off midrabbanan, and one of them was a gedola who had real marriage, and the husband of the gedola dies, so the gedola now falls in front of her sister's under bas mitzvah, her sister's husband, who's married to her midrabbanan. Rav Gamliel Omer im miyana. If she does miyun, that's great. Miyana, right? We learned that if she's only married to Rabbanan, she could just look at her husband and say, I'm out of here. She could just walk out. She doesn't need to get even. Her marriage is only to Rabbanan. So miyun. So if she does miyun, great. So then she's no longer married to him. She never was married to him. So then the guy will do yibam to the gedola. V'im lav, if she doesn't do miyun, tamten an shetagdil, wait until she gets over bas mitzvah. So now she's married midoraisa. V'teitze halazu mishamachos isha. So then the gedola goes, walks out without yibam, without chalitza. It's achos isha. She's achos ishta. She's not zakuk liyabim anymore. She's the sister of a girl who's married now midoraisa. Alma, asi iser achos isha. V'dachi, every case of yibam, the iser of achos isha pushes away yibam. Hachanami nesi iser p'tzua daka v'ninchi. So she should be not zakuka liyabim anymore. Even though that happened later, right? What was the case over there? There was Zika. At the time the husband died, there was Zika. She was only married to Rabbanan. Now we waited, she became married to Midoraisa. The sister now became married to Midoraisa. So now the sister no longer has Zika. The Zika falls off. So say to over here, the Zika which happened later of the Ptsua Daka throws off the Zika. Now she's usher to him. So there's no more Zika.
So therefore, now Rav Yosef is going to reject Rabba.
Abaye slugged up Rabba. So answer number two. So we're back to our kasha. How could Rabbi Akiva say there is a chalitza and yibum by a krus shavcha? Rabbi Akiva holds an isser lav is like an isser kares.
Answers the Gemara.
El Amar Rav Yosef, even though you're right, the Rebbe Kiva usually says Chayvei Lavin, there's no Zika, just like Chayvei Krisus. Hai Tana, the town of our Mishnah that held that according to Rebbe Kiva, there is Zika by a Krus Shavcha was Chayvei Lavin.
Hach Tana Devi Rebbe Kiva.
It's the Tana within Rebbe Kiva, the Amar who held. The Rebbe Kiva only said, "Michayve Lavin d'she'er ave mamzer." Only Chayve Lavin, who's related to you, that's where he said there's no kiddushin tov sin. Michayve Lavin grey day, but a Chayve Lavin like Tzua Daka, who's not related to you at all, lo have mamzer.
Ask the Gemara, but wait a second.
Okay, fine. We're going according to the opinion that says that it's only Chayv Elavin who's related to you that creates Mamzerus, but Rabbi Akiva would agree that a Chayv Elavin of Krishav does create Mamzerus. Ask the Gemara, forget about Mamzer. This person is incapable of having children. The whole point of Yibam is to have children. Why is there a Chiyuv Yibam Chalitza by a Krishavka?
Ikri Kan Lahakim Lachiv Shein.
He's not capable of being lachim shame. So how can you say he could do yibum?
Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava. Even someone who's not capable of having kids still has to do yibum chalitza.
If you would apply this logic, there would be no woman ever who could do yibum. Why? A guy gets cancer, he's no longer capable of having children when he's sick with cancer. So any person who dies, a minute before his death, he was so sick, he wasn't capable of having kids. So there's no lahakim lachim shame, right? The guy who died wasn't capable of having kids, so then the brother
Doesn't have to, can't do Yibam, you're going to tell me. Says the Gemara, L'Rabbi Elazar, Piruka the Rava, Pirchahi. So now this is such a good kasha that how could Rabbi Elazar disqualify a Sris? Hello, every person in the world couldn't have kids a second before he dies. Answer the Gemara, Hasam b'chishusa da'aschila bay. No, Rabbi Elazar says, what kind of logic is that? Okay, very nice. The guy, his whole life was able to have kids. The last few moments he got sick, he got weak. The fact that he got weak because he was dying doesn't mean that he's not capable of having kids. It means he got sick. So that's not considered to be a guy who's capable of having kids. And we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.